Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. House Democrats are calling on President Trump to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package that contains the next round of coronavirus relief funding. Congress passed a roughly $900 billion bipartisan measure this week that includes $600 cash payments for eligible Americans. President Trump, who has yet to sign the bill, is instead calling for $2,000 relief checks. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer.
This is Christmas Eve. Surely the President of the United States, whether he's in Mar-a-Lago or any place else, ought to empathize with the pain and suffering and apprehension and deep angst that the American people are feeling this Christmas Eve and sign this bill.
House Democrats failed to get enough support for a measure today that would increase direct payments to $2,000. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for a vote on Monday. President Trump has issued another round of pardons for politically connected allies and associates. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports they include a pardon for Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort.
Paul Manafort was sentenced to 7 years for tax fraud and other crimes. Trump's longtime confidant, Roger Stone, who was convicted of lying under oath, also received a pardon. Both men were charged during the special counsel investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Trump has long argued that the Russia probe was unfair and should not have happened at all. Trump also pardoned his daughter's father-in-law, Charles Kushner, who was convicted of tax evasion and witness retaliation back in 2005. Democrats and some Republicans have sharply criticized these pardons. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff said the pardons show that Trump is, quote, lawless to the bitter end. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
French and other European truckers remain stranded at the port of Dover, even though the border between the United Kingdom and France has reopened. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports truckers are required to have a negative coronavirus test before they can take the ferry across the English Channel.
Despite Britain's National Health Service setting up mobile testing centers on the port and at an abandoned airport where truckers are waiting, it's going very slowly. French truckers like Louis Bourgeois, who spoke on the radio, say they fear spending Christmas here.
We have no news. Nobody's telling us what's happening, he says. We don't know when we're going to be able to leave or get a test. We're just waiting in our trucks.
France has sent firefighters to the port of Dover with thousands of COVID testing kits to try to help speed things up. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR News. The United Kingdom and the European Union have agreed to a free trade deal with a week left before the Brexit transition period ends. The two sides were able to resolve a key dispute over fishing rights. The two sides have been negotiating on an exit agreement since January. The deal still requires approval by the British Parliament and will be scrutinized by the governments of the European Union's 27 member states. Legislation passed by Congress this week is being praised by anti-corruption activists in Central America. Maria Martin reports the measure seeks to crack down on corruption and curb migration in the region.
The legislation, spearheaded by New York Representative Elliot Engel, calls for the publication of a list of officials involved in corrupt and undemocratic actions in the Northern Triangle. Those on the list would be denied entry to the U.S. The law also calls for a 5-year joint effort between the State Department and the development agency USAID to curtail corruption, support democracy, and determine the root causes of irregular migration. A spokesperson for the Alliance for Reform in Guatemala says the law might have some bearing on the upcoming selection of constitutional judges in that country. Now, he says, the court's in danger of being co-opted by organized crime. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
Stocks are trading lower on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow was down 23 points. This is NPR News in Washington.